این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
This is Imam Khomeini's viewpoint on preservation of Islam, duty of all Muslims. If you display laxity, big powers will destroy Islam because they know if Islam emerges in the region, they will have no chance to exercise domination. Unfortunately, some regional ulama did not understand and regional rulers will not understand. Constantly, Iran is being portrayed as a big threat for them. It is inculcated that if Iran gains power, it will pose a serious threat. Yes, it is a big threat, but not for Muslims, but for the superpowers.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the Hajj. In one of his speeches, he mentioned that as you recite, I hear and obey, which is labbaik, Allahumma labbaik. So when you recite, I hear and obey to the divine call, negate and rule out associates of Almighty Allah in all stages. And from the self or ego, which is the greatest source of polytheism, you migrate to Him, the most sublime and exalted. Now, in this part of his speech, he's talking about the concept and the philosophy of speaking out or saying labbaik at the time of Hajj. We know that we say these wordings or these statements that labbaik, Allahumma labbaik. And throughout the way, those who are performing the Hajj, they call out this statement, which means that I hear and obey. I obey you, God. And Imam Khomeini says that this is not just a mere statement to just say. This is not a mere thing to just say it at the time of Hajj, and then after that, you forget about it. Rather, it is something that you need to believe in. And this call, this divine call, means to negate and rule out all the associates to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the most important thing which we need to rule out or negate is our self. It is our ego. Why? Because this ego and our self, when we give importance to this, and we forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is associating something to Almighty. This is a kind of polytheism. This is becoming a polytheist or mushrik. And you know, the first person who performed this was Iblis or Satan.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi sallallahu ala.
When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered him and all the angels to do sajda to Adam alayhi salam, he refused to do that. And Quran says, Aba wastakbara. He had the arrogance. He gave importance to himself. Aba means he refused. Why he refused? Because he thought he is superior to Adam and he forgot about the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to remember that sometimes we need to give importance. We forget that the orders are by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, one day someone asked from the Abbas, the uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that are you older or the Prophet? He said, the Prophet is senior, although I'm older in age. What does it mean? It means that he conveyed the message that, look, he is the Prophet of God. He is the messenger of God. And that's why he is senior to me. And when he is senior, although I am older in age, but because he is the Prophet and messenger, he is senior from me.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha.